Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. Lieutenant Governor, how are you?
Doing well, Tony. Great to be on your show again.
What'd you do this weekend?
I had a fairly calm weekend. Had a few events here and there. Actually, did my home. I was in my hometown parade in Portland, but spent a lot of time with the family and kids. Been missing that the last couple months.
Well, I know that the bill that extends home foreclosure protections is important to you. Talk about that bill.
Sure. When I was in the state House of Representatives, I'd worked with a group of folks in the House and the Senate on coming up with a good compromise that would establish a framework for modifications on mortgages in order to avoid foreclosure in cases where it's possible to do that. And it's something that really did work well. You look at before and after when that law passed, and you'll see the foreclosures were stemmed pretty substantially. And now we're coming to the end of expiration of that, and it was extended out a bit. It's the sort of thing we probably won't need forever in place, but still something pretty important right now.
Okay, what are some of the components that will protect you and I and others who may face these challenges?
Basically, it puts in place, first of all, a requirement for communication. A lot of these out-of-state mortgage companies, people were having a really hard time when they were getting behind, even finding who am I supposed to talk to in order to come up with a modification. But it put in place a very objective set of criteria to where if you wanted to go through, if the one holding the note wanted to go through a foreclosure process, that there was a specific objective review that had to happen. And if there were instances where it could be worked out, where somebody, there was just a way to keep somebody in their home and that they could afford it if there were certain modifications done, that there were incentives established in order to encourage that. And it's something that really has made a big difference.
When I was on Mackinac Island for the policy conference, most of the conversation up there in regards to the bridge were supportive. I still think that it's going to get done, but right now you're facing some challenges. Talk about those challenges.
Well, with regard to the bridge, I encourage people to think about it in the context of just everything happening across the state right now. We make so many things from food, you know, baby food and cereal and chemicals and pharmaceuticals, furniture, and on top of cars and all that stuff. Our biggest customers are in Canada. And so it's really important to the future of jobs in the state and to have free-flowing access to our biggest customer, which is Canada, Ontario in particular. And so as we set it in the proper context, which is this is about Michigan jobs and the future of the Michigan economy growing. Right now, there's a border crossing that handles 99% of the commercial traffic through that southeast Michigan corridor, where most of it goes through. And that is a very precarious situation for us to be in. And so for all of us, so whether you live in West Michigan or Northern Michigan or Southeast Michigan, it's a very precarious situation for our economy. So we've come up with a proposal here that really protects the taxpayer from liability, puts the private sector to work at building and paying for a new bridge. And then at the end of the day, we end up with a great capacity in this state to grow our exports, to grow our jobs.
Should government be involved with building and operating a bridge?
You know, that's been one of the more interesting and I'd say kind of puzzling components to this. When else has somebody questioned whether or not government has a role in building a bridge or a road? I mean, that's one of the core functions of government in the first place. But when it comes to an international crossing, what we have the opportunity to do here is to simply permit fair play and equal playing field for all of the private sector to come in and build a bridge in a public-private partnership. So I think we certainly do have a role in building roads and bridges. Government, that's a core function of government, but on top of that, we have the best of all worlds here because the private sector is willing to come in, put up the money to build the bridge, take on the risk, the financial risk on the operations of the bridge, but then also to do so in the type of framework that allows the entire private sector to compete instead of just giving it to one guy who happens to be the biggest political donor in the state.
Now, Matt Maroon says that you guys are picking on him, that he's just a guy trying to make a buck, and there's no reason that he and his family can't build this bridge, and he feels like the current administration is against him.
You know, and we're not. Of course, they operate, own and operate the Ambassador Bridge. I believe them to be good and competent operators of that bridge. And what we always say in response to that is, we hope that they do bid to get the new bridge too. They could do the new bridge as well. The only difference between what they want and what we want is they want to be able to be given a new bridge contract with no competition. We're saying if they get it, they got to get it by competing. We can't shut out the rest of the private sector and say none of you get to have a chance at doing this new bridge. We're just going to give it to the big, you know, the biggest political donors in the process. Instead, we need to say here's the equal playing field for everybody to compete for it. And if the Maroons and the Ambassador Bridge Company come to the table and win the bid, then more power to them.
So would
and
they?
If
would
they don't, then that's okay too.
Would they have a chance to get the bid?
They absolutely would. Everybody would.
You know, in talking about this bridge, something else that was talked about, and we're talking with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. We've got one more question for him before we've got to let him go here on the Tony Conley Morning Show, is the fact that Buffalo is the northern United States import-export capital of the country. And when you think about shipping, and when you think about even trucking, if you will, as well as the airport facilities we have, why isn't Michigan bigger in the import-export business?
The lack of this bridge is the single biggest reason why Michigan has not made more steps in being an intermodal transportation hub, particularly for the Midwest and international trade there, but really for the entire nation. It's this particular bottleneck is the worst bottleneck in all of the Pan-American freeway system. You can go from Montreal to Mexico City without hitting a single red light, but you can't go from I-75 to the 401 in Canada without hitting 18 traffic lights. And so I think that shows you the type of bottleneck that it could be. When you think about the train yards, you have the freeway system, the bridge, and if we had better capacity there at the bridge and also the airport, that this could be one of the most active job-producing transportation hubs, not just in our country, but around the globe.
Could the shipping industry be increased? Do we need to do more with our port?
We definitely need to do more with our port as well. When you think about our access to water there, but and it's not just out to the international world, but also some of the heavy stuff that could go around in the Great Lakes. I mean, there's some of that activity already, and think about getting something to Chicago, for example. One of the water would be one of the other ways that could happen, and something that we could really get a piece of. So, it is there is all kinds of opportunity. Our geographic sometimes present obstacles for us. Our geography does. It's beautiful. Sometimes it gets in the way of transportation, but other times it gives us better opportunities as well.
Brian Kelly is the Lieutenant Governor for the great state of Michigan. Thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure to be with you, Tony.